Say, want a brand new breakfast idea? Then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yes, indeed. Try the brand new cereal assortment with 10 individual packages in all. 4 Wheaties, 4 Cheerios, 2 Kix. All top favorites and all extra fresh. Yes, it's fun to take your pick from Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Get that tray today.
And now, the Betty Crocker cereal tray presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of Death on the Flying Trapeze. Good evening, boys and girls. I'm just aching to tell you all about the big gift offer the Betty Crocker cereal tray has for you. It's a wonderful model city that looks just like a real city. Model City has all kinds of business buildings, houses, garages, automobiles, and just about everything you see in a real city. So be sure to listen carefully later in the program when I give you all the details about Model City.
Working under cover of darkness, half a dozen youthful figures surrounded a gleaming new car. They seemed to know exactly how to proceed despite the darkness. The car had been jacked up and supported on blocks of wood so the wheels could be taken off. The fog lights and spotlights were already detached.
Hurry up with that wrench. I gotta get this bolt loose so we can get the bumper.
We should have brought more tools.
Hey, that slim signal. Jiggers, throw that stuff in the truck and let's land. Somebody's coming. I hate to leave the front wheels.
Never mind. Get in the truck.
Yeah, you drive, Joe.
Hey, cut.
He's got a flashlight. Step on that starter and let's go.
Hey there, you kid. Stop. This is the law speaking. Stop, I say. Stop.
I tried to catch him, but I didn't have a chance. Didn't have no car to chase him with.
You say they were boys?
That's what they were, Mr. Reed. That's why I didn't shoot. They looked like high school kids.
I can see enough to know that my new convertible has been stripped beyond bare essentials. Turn your flashlight inside, will you?
Right. Well, now look at that, Mr. Reed. By golly, they even went to work on the dashboard.
Cigarette lighter.
Clock. You look. He was even trying to take off the seat covers.
Fog lights, spotlights.
I'm telling you, Mr. Reed, this is like an organized racket. There's too many cases of cars being stripped.
Equipment of this sort wouldn't be easy to sell. Under normal conditions, kids wouldn't have an outlet for it.
You're right.
I wonder if some modern pagan is organizing kids of school age.
It wouldn't surprise me, none. I wonder what can be done about it.
Well, I know one thing that can be done, and I'm going to take care of it as soon as I can get a cab and go to my office.
Coffee, Axford?
Hey, don't mind if I do, Gunnigan. Thanks.
How come you're not down at police headquarters tonight?
Oh, I was there. I just dropped by the office on my way home.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll knock off. Don't tell me. What's the matter? Look, the boss.
Holy crow. What's Britt Reed doing down here at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Hiya, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Jim.
Looks like he's sore about something. Hiya, boss.
Hey, Reed. I thought you were at the club.
Glad you're here, Axford. You too, Gunnigan. Come into my office.
Oh, sure. What's up?
Come on.
Hey, Reed. Is there anything wrong? Golly, you're acting like you were mad at something.
I am.
Oh, golly. I'd get the door.
Now, look here, boss. If you don't like the way I handled the Markheim story...
I didn't even see it.
Is it something I've done?
No. Come on in.
Maybe something I haven't done. Is that it?
No. Sit down. We can talk here in the outer office.
Okay. Let's have it.
Gunnigan, when racketeers enlist the help of kids in school, it's time something was done about it.
Huh? Kids in school?
An hour ago, about $300 worth of accessories and some wheels and tires were taken from my new car.
Oh, golly.
The thieves were kids in their teens. I think they were members of an organized gang. This thievery is pretty far-reaching, and Prosecutor Roscoe Dalton had better do something about it.
He's the guy the Sentinel backed for office.
Exactly. We backed him because his record was good and he was going to clean up the city.
You want to write the editorial, or do you want me to do it?
I'll do the editorial, Gunnigan. You cover some other angles. Any photographers around?
I think Schultz is still here. I'll
send him over to get some shots of my car. Axford, you get hold of your pal, Sergeant Burke. Find out how many other cars have been stripped and what the police are doing about it.
That I will.
If we work on this for a couple of days, we can get a pretty big story.
A couple of days, nothing. I want it in the next edition. It's got to hit the streets at 9 a.m. because I'm going to call Roscoe Dalton at 10. And we'll see what he proposes to do in the way of smashing this racket. A racket that makes hardened criminals out of boys who should be playing football.
Roscoe Dalton saw the morning edition. His face became stern, his limbs compressed. He reached his office earlier than usual.
Yes, sir?
Call the Daily Sentinel. I want to speak to Britt Reed as soon as he reaches his office.
Right, Mr. Dalton.
The prosecutor was not the only one for whom the Sentinel had special significance. Sam Drexel went through several articles, reading them slowly, then reading them again before he made a comment.
Red, the boy should never have stripped Britt Reed's car.
I know it, Drexel. I told him to lay off the cars of guys with influence. Reed steamed up.
Photographs, an editorial, a special article, and an open letter to Roscoe Dalton. Red, I don't like this. Dalton is troublesome enough without the goading these articles will give him.
Too bad you can't get to Dalton with some cash.
I tried, and it was the biggest mistake I ever made. He got suspicious soon as I sounded him out, been watching me ever since.
I think he's been watching our warehouse, too. A couple of the boys have seen him in the neighborhood.
What, Dalton in person?
Yeah. He's playing a lone wolf game. Won't even trust the assistants on his staff.
Red, I don't like it. Tell you, I don't like it. I spent a lot of time and money building my organization, fixing outlets for auto accessories.
That's another thing. Dalton was in a store on 10th Street. He was looking at fog lights. Said the stock didn't look brand new.
Hmm. Red, we better take steps right away.
Yeah.
Dalton goes to Moose Martin's gymnasium every day. Get hold of Pete. We'll handle Dalton's next workout.
It was nearly noon. Britt Reed was in his office when his secretary, Lenore Case, came through the door.
Mr. Reed, here are those police reports you wanted typed.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Miss Case.
You know, I had no idea that there was so much looting in automobiles. I do hope Mr. Dalton can smash that gang.
He's going to. When I talked to him on the phone, he told me confidentially that he has evidence to give him an entering wedge. He knows a couple of men in the gang. He says there are at least 10 of them. He wants them all.
I wish there was some way they could be made an example of. But I doubt it.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how it is, Mr. Reed. There'll be arrests, and there'll be long, dragged-out trials, and even if a couple do go to jail for a few years, they'll all be paroled.
That's one thing I want to take up with Dalton. These Fagans have got to get the limit and then some to show those high school boys where they're heading. Someone just came in the outer office.
Teddy!
Oh, it's Axford.
Teddy! I've got to tell you the news. Suffering snakes. Hang on to your chair and wait till you hear what I got to say.
Axford, please relax. If you have news, take it to the city desk.
I did.
Then excuse me. I have to leave immediately. I'm meeting Roscoe Dalton for lunch at the Civic Club.
That's what you think. Only you're not. Casey, you can scratch that date off the desk pad. Dalton won't be there.
Huh?
Well, why not?
Roscoe Dalton was killed an hour ago.
What?
Killed?
Yeah. He fell off the flying trapeze.
Back up, Axford. Take it easy. Give me the facts.
It was an accident. He was at Moose Martin's gymnasium exercising like he does every day. He was on the trapeze when he had a heart attack. He fell head first, landed on the floor.
Are you sure it was a heart attack?
All I know is what came into the city room while I was there.
I want more facts. straddle this thing, Gunnigan. Cover every angle of Dalton's death. Check with his doctor, his insurance company, his wife.
Reed, he was alone in the gymnasium. He had a stroke, that's all.
The police are satisfied.
Well, I'm not.
Hey, Gunnigan. Oh, hello, boss. I had Moose Martin's gymnasium on the phone. Talk to Moose himself.
Dalton went to that gym every day for a workout before lunch.
What's Moose got to say about it?
Here's his statement, just as he gave it to me. Rules out any chance of foul play.
Nevertheless, I don't want this thing to grow cold. Now get this, Gunnigan.
Yeah?
Dalton was loaded for big game. Keep close tabs on his assistant and make sure he doesn't abandon the hunting expedition.
Okay, boss, leave it to me.
And that goes for you too, Axford. Keep hammering.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah? Yeah? Okay, it's your secretary, boss. Moose Martin's calling. He's on the phone. Your private line.
Moose Martin? He's the guy with the gym where Dalton died.
I'll take it in my office.
How'd he get the number of your unlisted phone?
I wonder how he found my phone number.
I found your phone number in Mr. Dalton's pocket, Mr. Reed. I gotta tell you things, see? I don't want no trouble with the cops. I don't want to get mixed up with a lot of questioning, and that's why I'm phoning you, see? Maybe what I gotta say would give a new slant on Mr. Dalton's death, see?
Stay right there, Moose. I'll be over as soon as I can get there.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Reed. I'll be here in the gymnasium.
You will, huh?
Huh. Hey, how did you guys get in here?
The door was open. Who are you talking to?
It was Mr. Reed of the Daily Sentinel.
Ah, Mr. Reed, huh?
Hey, Red, put that gun down.
You talk too much.
No, listen.
Red, hold it. Reed's already on his way here. If he finds Moose dead, there's sure to be some fireworks.
There'll be fireworks anyhow.
Not if Moose is smart. Now listen to me, Moose. When Britt Reed gets here, you better be plenty smart. Because if the truth comes out, there'll be a murder rap.
I don't want to get mixed up in nothing like that.
You're already mixed up in it. You're in murder up to your cauliflower ears.
Shut up, Red. Let me talk to him. Now get this, Moose. That publisher's on the way here. He'll need some careful handling. Now here's what you to do.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Here goes, boys and girls. Now I can tell you all about the Betty Crocker Cereal Tray's big gift offer. It's a model city. A model city that looks so real, you'll be amazed. It has all kinds of business buildings, houses, garages, automobiles, trucks, sheds, awnings, signboards. In fact, just about everything you see in any real city. What fun you'll have building Model City, watching it get bigger, more exciting, as you complete one model after another. And just think, to get Model City, you don't have to send in one single penny. That's right, there's no money, no box tops, no coupons required. Model City is right at your nearest grocery store. To get it, just buy the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the new assortment of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix in individual packages. Model City comes right on the Betty Crocker cereal tray. It costs nothing extra. Wait till you see Model City. Here's just one street. It's 2nd Avenue. First, the Grand Theater. Next, a camera and sporting goods shop. Next, a big modern department store. Then, the Model City Fire Department. In addition to all this, there are many different style houses. Modern, old-fashioned, two-story, one-story, brick, shingle. All kinds of houses plus automobiles, trucks, separate garages, fences, storage sheds, awnings, and billboards. Yes, sir, Model City is big. It's complete. No pacing or gluing needed. Many slots pre-cut. All the time you're cutting out and assembling Model City, you can pretend you're an architect or a city planner. To make many different kinds of towns, there are scores of ways to play with Model City. Hurry, don't miss this exciting gift offer. Tomorrow, go to your grocer's. Ask for the Betty Crocker cereal tray. That's the assortment of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. 10 individual packages in all. When you get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, you get Model City right there on the spot. It's right on the Betty Crocker cereal tray. There's no extra cost, no waiting. Hurry, get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, and with it, get Model City tomorrow. Now to continue our story.
In response to a phone call from Axford, Sergeant Burke of the police department met Britt Reed and Axford in front of Moose Martin's gymnasium.
Oh, hello, Mr. Reed. What's cooking, Axford?
Hello, Burke. It was Axford's idea to have you here.
Yeah, Moose Martin's got things to say.
What's it about?
I think it's connected with the Dalton death.
There's maybe been foul play.
No, you don't say.
Here we are. I've never been to this gymnasium.
Well, it's pretty good, Mr. Reed. This here's the office. Gymnasium through that door ahead.
Howdy, gents.
Hello, Martin. This is Mr. Reed of the Daily Sentinel.
And I'm Mike Axford.
Glad to know you, Mr. Reed. If it's a rub down or a workout you want, you come to the right place, see?
Well, I'm here because you phoned me.
Me? There must be some mistake.
There's no mistake. You called me about half an hour ago. You said you'd found my phone number in Mr. Dalton's pocket.
I don't know nothing about Mr. Dalton's pocket. I didn't call, you see.
Well, Moose, I'd like to see your gymnasium before I leave.
Oh, sure. Sure thing, Mr. Reed. It's right in here.
Axford, you and Burke wait there in the office. I'd like to talk to Moose privately.
Okay,
Reed. Okay, Mr. Reed.
Now, there's no need of you questioning me, Mr. Reed. I told you I didn't know nothing, see?
You lied. You brought me down here for nothing. Now, tell the truth or I'll beat it out of you.
Huh? Why, you...
Try this on your stomach.
I'll fix you. How do you like this?
Hey, what's this?
Something snake. Reed, what's the matter?
Help me up, Axe.
Sure, come on.
You big gorilla, picking on a guy 50 pounds lighter than you.
Reed, are you all right?
Yeah, I guess so. You won't get away with this, Moose. I'm charging you with assault and battery.
Hey, you can't do that. You started it.
That's a hot one. Tell that to a judge. You got 6 inches and 60 pounds on Reed.
But he hit me first.
Yeah, Reed's not that crazy.
Martin, I'll see you in court.
That evening in his apartment, Britt Reed was on the phone talking to Axford, while Cato, his faithful valet, and the only living person who knew that the young publisher was also the Green Hornet, stood by.
Axford, there's a chance that Dad may come in on the midnight plane for a short visit. I wish you'd be at the airport in case I can't make it. Yeah, my jaw feels as if I'd stopped a battering ram. Okay, Axford, thanks. I knew I could count on you. There, Cato. That takes care of that.
Is Father really coming tonight?
Not that I know of. I said there was a chance. A slim one.
Well, then why you tell
me... If my plans work out, I'll need Axford at the airport at midnight.
I don't understand.
Cato, I think I could take Moose Martin. He's slow and muscle-bound.
Why you let him knock you down?
Moose lied to me. On the phone, he said he had something to tell about Dalton's death. When I got there, he changed his mind. And I couldn't be mistaken about his voice.
Yes?
Someone got to him before I reached his gymnasium and told him to keep his mouth shut. Now, Cato, if Dalton didn't die by heart attack or accident, he died by murder. The man who made Moose turn clam knows plenty. And Moose knows that man.
Perhaps if you tell police, they make Moose talk.
He'll have to be softened up first.
He out on bail now?
Yes, Cato. You see... Moose called me because he didn't want to tangle with the police. Now, if he wouldn't tell me what he knew, he surely wouldn't tell the law. Unless something happens to change his mind.
Well, what are our plans, Mr. Britt?
I had an inspiration, Cato. A sudden one. I acted on it when I started the fight with Moose. I made headlines when I let him knock me down. Tonight, the Green Hornet's going to make use of those headlines. Get the mask and gun and car ready while I call the airline and make a reservation on behalf of Moose Martin. I want to see you, Moose. Back up. We'll talk inside.
Hey, what the...
Get in there.
That mask...
Take your eyes off the mask long enough to look at the headline in this newspaper.
Yeah,
you dumb ox. You've got yourself in a fine fix.
When you go into court, they'll get you on the witness stand, and then the fireworks will begin.
But who...
Why'd you have to slug this publisher?
But he started it. He slugged me. The paper's got it all wrong.
What's that?
I said he...
He slugged you. You mean he started the fight?
Yeah, he started it, see?
Why?
I don't know. I didn't do nothing to him. And anyway, what's it to you?
Give it to me straight. I've got to know. Did Reed hit you first?
Yeah.
How do you like that? He's wise. He knows you held out on him when he went to your place. That's why he slugged you. He knew you'd slap back so he could bring charges against you.
But I don't get it.
Reed wanted to get you in court on a witness stand. Then the law would catch you in a lie, perjury. The cops would want to examine you further. They'd take you in a little room, and then you'd really sweat. You'd spill all you know about the Dalton murder.
I don't know nothing, see?
Don't lie to me. You know who I am, don't you?
The Green Hornet. But I didn't know you were working with...
With whom?
The others.
You nearly told Britt Reed all you knew.
I don't... Yeah, I was only going to tell him that Mr. Dalton had a checkup in my gym class and he didn't have no weak heart.
What else are you going to tell him?
Stop waving that gun, will you?
What else?
I can't. I was only going to tell Mr. Reed how Red said he wanted to play a gag on Dalton and gave me $10 to go out for an hour so as he could take charge of Mr. Dalton's exercises.
Oh, that's all you were going to say. You'd put Red on the spot to save your own neck.
I don't want no trouble.
You'll have plenty of trouble if the cops get you. They'll make you talk.
No, wait. Listen.
Shut up. You've got to get out of town.
But I can't. I got my gym, my business.
Some of the boys wanted to rub you out. But I think we can fix it so as that publisher won't drag you into court. Then you can come back. We'll keep in touch with you. Now, come on. I'll take you to the airport.
But I can't go without passport.
There's your hat. That's all you need.
But I tell you...
I'll provide you with cash. Your reservation has been made.
You don't give me time to think.
You don't have to think. We'll keep in touch with you and give you orders. You do as I say or I'll let you have this gun.
Hey, that car, that belongs to... They're shooting.
This way. Come on.
They're shooting at me.
Oh, you see what I mean? Get in there.
Hey, listen.
Shut up. Give me that .45. I'll give those birds something to think about.
Hey, that bullet hit the car.
Let them try these on their windshield. Get going. Get out, Moose. It's only a half-mile walk to the airport. Be sure you're on that plane.
Don't show!
Out you go! That takes care of him, Cato. Let me out near the airport and then go on home.
But, Mr. Britt,
I've got to make sure Axford collars Moose.
Look, Burke. Here comes Reed.
Sure enough.
Hello, Axford. Has the plane arrived?
Not yet, Reed.
Hi, Mr. Reed. Axford didn't expect you to get here.
I felt pretty good, so I thought I'd ride out.
Did you take a cab?
Oh, it's no use bringing my car. I knew you'd be here with yours. I thought that... Hey, Axford. Look over there. Isn't that Moose Martin buying a ticket?
Suffering snake, so it is.
Well, he's supposed to be in court in the morning. You suppose he's taking a run out?
By golly, if he is... Come on, Burke. Let's go talk to him.
I'll go with you.
He's looking around like he was nervous.
Axford, I wonder if he really does know something about the Dalton affair. Maybe he's afraid to appear in court.
Hey there, Moose. Where are you going?
Huh?
Leaving town, Moose?
Hey, now listen. Wait a minute.
I thought you had a date with the judge in the morning.
Well, I...
It'll look funny if you run out, Moose. Speaking as a cop, I'd say you'd better go back home.
No, I can't.
Oh, what are you afraid of?
The Green Hornet told me to get out.
The Green Hornet?
Why?
I didn't do nothing.
Enough of that, Moose. You held out on me at noon today. You know something about Dalton's death.
I didn't do it. Oh, how did I ever get into this anyway?
So the Hornet wanted you out of town. Is he one of the gang that killed Dalton?
I guess so.
Then Dalton was murdered.
I didn't say that.
Suffering snakes, Burke. Did you hear that? This guy knows King.
I got ears. Come on, Moose. I'm taking you in as a witness.
Oh, they'll kill me. They'll kill me if I squeal.
Moose, listen to me. If a man's in jail, he can't hurt you. You tell all you know, and the police will start a roundup.
In his own defense, Moose told all he knew. Police went into action. Pete and Red were taken into custody and questioned.
Sure, I threatened Moose. But I didn't kill Dalton. It was Pete.
Why, you squealer?
He smashed him with an Indian club.
You helped make it look like an accident.
I want to save my neck. I'll help the law.
Keep talking.
The guy you want is Drexel.
Burke and the officers with him knew where to find Drexel. He was taken into custody, hurried to police headquarters.
Here, Drexel, read these sworn statements.
But Red?
Yeah, Red and Pete. They turned state's evidence, hoping to get something less than the electric chair.
Drexel read the statements slowly, read them twice, and then...
If those punks think I'll take the rap, they're crazy. I'll turn state's evidence, too. Get out your pencil and write these names down.
Half a dozen squad cars were in action. One after another, the men who Drexel named were taken into custody.
Oh, boy, what a roundup. We pick up Klein and Finley next, and that'll just about tag the whole gang.
Cato, according to Oxford, the police have 11 men in custody. All of them directly or indirectly involved in the Dalton murder.
Well, that's very good.
It's better than I expected. Miss Case said she hoped the men in the gang would be made an example of, so the schoolboys who worked for them would see where they're heading.
Well, what happened to boys?
Well, the boys had no part in the murder. They haven't been tied into the racket. If they'll stay straight from now on, they have nothing to worry about. And, Cato, I think when they read the morning paper and see the bosses heading for the electric chair, they'll realize that crime doesn't pay.
Remember, you can get a model city that looks just like a real city without sending in a single penny. Hurry, go to your grocer's tomorrow. Ask for the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the assortment of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix in individual packages. Right on the Betty Crocker cereal tray is Model City. Remember, Model City is yours without extra cost when you buy the Betty Crocker cereal tray. You've been listening to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the cereal assortment of individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Special offer. Cheerios offers you not one, not two, not three, but actually four wonderful Walt Disney pocket-sized comic books. All four for only 10 cents and one Cheerios boxed up. Each book 32 pages thick. You get 128 pages in all brand new stories. This amazing offer, yours only on big regular size packages of Cheerios. Get the big regular size package of Cheerios tomorrow and send for your four Walt Disney pocket size comic books. Be with us again next week at the same time when General Mills will again present The Green Hornet. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Hal Neal speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.